朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
在波提法家里面这么多人 当仆人的
There's so many slaves in the household of Potiphar.
他马上就显出他的特殊，显出他的不同。
He soon showed everyone that he was different.
所以护卫长马上把家里面所有的事情都交给他管。
Therefore, Potiphar gave him all the affairs of the household to him.
管到最后，圣经上说，连除了自己所吃的饭，其他都不知道了。
So, he committed everything to Joseph except the bread he was eating.
你看我这个人已经没有空管很多事了，但是我还是知道很多我吃的饭以外的事。
Even though I'm very busy, I have so many things to take care of, but then I still know a lot of things other than the bread I'm about to eat.
波提法可以信任他，信任到一个地步，什么事都不知道，只知道自己吃的饭是什么而已。
But yet Potiphar trusted him so much that he entrusted to him everything except the food he was eating.
然后他的祖母陷害他，他被放到监狱里面去了。
And then Potiphar's wife wrongly accused him, and he was in prison.
管监狱的把所有的犯人交给他，你说有这种事吗
？And yet the keeper of the prison committed all the prisoners to him.
他自己也是犯人。
He himself was also a prisoner.
他自己也是被关在监狱里的。
He was in prison.
如果我们将来一起都被关了哈。如果说如果我们都一起被关的话
，Suppose we are all put into prison together.
啊，这个典狱长把管监狱的权力交给我们中间的一个人，所有的钥匙也都给他了。
But then imagine the keeper of the prison, gave his keys and everything to one of us.
逃不逃
？Will we flee?
钥匙不给我不够兄弟，对不对
？If you don't give me the key, then you are not being my brother.
你看他正直，他就是那么正直，把所有的事都做到最好。
But he was very righteous and he had integrity. He did everything so well.
他不管把所有的犯人交给他，所有监狱的事他都一概不管， so、全部交给约瑟。
The keeper will commit to Joseph all the prisoners and all the affairs in the prison.
等到他再被高升的时候，我们再往下看。
And then when he was exalted, let's continue.
好，刚才39:22没有读哈，私狱就把监狱里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下，所办的事都是经过他的手。凡在约瑟手下的事，私狱一概不查，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，他根本都不用管，他可以完全放心。
So the keeper of the prison did not have to oversee because he could totally trust Joseph.
你办事我放心，早在这个5000年前就发生的。
So this already happened 3000 years ago. That whatever you do, I trust you.
啊，你们也会笑啊？那是谁讲的？毛泽东讲的哈。
Pastor, you just quoted a saying from Chairman Mao that whatever you do, I trust you.
我不晓得是不是从圣经来的哈。然后你看45:
Now let's continue to see chapter 45.
法老把整个埃及交给他。
Pharaoh committed the entire land of Egypt to him.
他说：“神又使我如法老的父，做他全家的主，并埃及全地的宰相。”
That he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his household and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt.
你发现这个人不管在哪里，他都替神掌权。
So、you see this person, wherever he was able to rule for God.
他都得胜。
That he would overcome.
他之所以不管在哪里都能为神掌权。
That he was able to rule for God wherever he was.
是因为不管他在哪里，他都让神掌权在他身上。
It's because wherever he was able to let God rule in his life.
他对他所有的遭遇跟环境，他都在神的面前绝对的相信和顺服。
That he would completely trust and obey God in all his circumstances.
所以他在这里，他不埋怨人，他不埋怨环境，他是服在神的权柄底下。
So that he would not complain about anyone or anything, he would completely submit under God.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们今天多少人活在环境底下？
Today, so many of us live under the situations, the circumstances.
老板的眼色，老板的要求，丈夫的脾气，妻子的唠叨，孩子的不服，通通所有的事情都可以辖制我们。
All these things from our boss, our managers, our spouses, our children, all these things and their reactions can control us.
钱财的迷惑，今生的思虑，世界上的享受，更不要说 video game, internet, 什么事情都可以捆绑我们。
Anything, the temptation of the world, the wealth of the world, video games, internet,All these things can combine us.
那很早以前人家说钱财是最坏的主人是最好的奴仆、啊、就是说要做钱财的主人不要做钱财的奴隶
Long ago,、it was said that money can be the worst master but the best slave so that we should be the master of money not the slave of money
你可以把钱财换成所有现在捆绑你的你不要做情绪的奴隶要做情绪的主人你不要做环境的奴隶要做环境的主人你不要做等等等等你都可以加进去的
So we can...、apply that in the same situation that we should not be the slave of our emotion, we should be the master of our emotion, and we should not be the slave of our circumstances, we should be master of our circumstances.
我也讲了那么多了。我讲到哪？一翻译完我都忘了。就他不管被神放到哪里去，他都让神掌权。
Wherever he was placed, he was able to.Rule for God.
所以他不管到哪里去，他都可以掌权。
Because he was able to let God rule in his life, so he was able to rule for God.
连祖母的诱惑不能够叫他被辖制，他一样得胜。
He was able to overcome of the temptations from his mistress.
哥哥的伤害出卖他。不能够打倒他，仍然叫他得胜。
The betrayal from his brothers and the hurt from his brothers would not strike him down. He was able to overcome.
他当奴仆也好，他下到监狱也好，他坐在宝座上也好，他通通掌权。
Whether he was a slave or a prisoner or even on the throne, he was able to rule.
因为他让神掌权在他的身上。
Because he would let God rule in his life.
因为他在一切所行的事情上，我说有神在其中，因为他认定是神的手。
Why he's that God is in his situation? Because he always recognized that everything that comes from him, comes to him, is from God's hand.
然后他浮在其中，他从其中得着神之所以叫这个环境临到他的目的。
Because he completely submit and surrender under such circumstances, therefore he was able to let the purpose of God fulfill.
所以我只挑两段的圣经做例子哈，四十五章五到八节。
So then.I just picked a couple of verses as an example. Chapter 45, verse.
当哥哥们后来跟他见面的时候
When he,、his brothers reunited and reconciled.
才发现原来埃及的宰相是我们的兄弟而且是我们当初所卖所害的约瑟
And then they suddenly realized the ruler of Egypt was our brother, the one that we...、plotted to kill and eventually sold.
不要说他们吓坏了，可能约瑟报仇杀他们。
Not only that, they were so scared that they were afraid that Joseph would revenge and kill them.
就算他们知道约瑟没有要杀他们，他们也觉得羞愧不好意思的。
Even they after they found out Joseph was not going to kill them, they were so overcome by shame.
没想到约瑟倒过来先安慰他们。
But yet Joseph turned around and comforted them.
他说：“不要因为我把你你们把我卖到这里来自忧自恨。”这是神差我在你们以先来为要保全生命神差我在你们以先来为要给你们存留余种在世上又要大施拯救保全你们的生命这样看来差我到这里来的不是你们乃是神
This is from Genesis 45 verse 5 through 8
他没有一个字讲到被卖到这里来被卖到这里来被害到这里来他通通说被拆到这里来
He never mentioned that he was being plotted or he was sold here He always said that God sent him here
而且都说是神拆我来
He says God sent me here
而且不光是拆我来是为着一个积极的目的为了存留余种为了要拯救为了要保全性命
And then he also recognized the positive purpose that he was sent there so that he will preserve prosperity and he also deliver great deliverance.
弟兄姊妹，这个是关键哈，请大家一定要记得，这是我们今天一切遭遇里面的关键，可能是我们忽略的地方。
So this is the key that let's pay attention that we often ignore it.
如果我们不能够从神的手中接受这个环境的话，我们在里面常常受苦的。
Because if we cannot receive our circumstances from God's hand, we will often suffer from it.
我们找不到出路，找不到盼望，我们得不到结局。
Because we cannot find a way out, we will not receive the end from God.
所有的环境都是我们的伤害。
Because then our circumstances can become a hurt to us.
如果我们真是进入这个境界的话，
But if we really enter into this realm,
所有的环境成为我们的祝福。
Our circumstances will become our blessings.
所有的祝福产生价值。
And all the blessings will have eternal value.
就像我刚才讲。每一块石头压到橄榄上面的时候，它都流出祝福，它都产生价值。
Just as I said, every stone that's being put on top of olives will produce value and blessing.
没有一块石头上来，橄榄不流出东西来的。
There would be not a rock that being put on the olives that the olives will not yield oil.
弟兄姊妹，多少的环境在我们手中浪费了。
But yet we have wasted so many circumstances.
多少的痛苦，我们只是在那里流泪，在那里受苦，却是白白受苦。
That we have suffered a lot of pains and tears in vain.
苦难应该使我们丰富。
Afflictions should make us abundant.
难处反而叫我们更能够掌权。
And difficulties will enable us to rule even more.
如果我们真是认定主。
If we fix our eyes and focus on God.
而我们真是在这些环境里面得着主。
And then we will receive the Lord through these circumstances.
所以创世纪五十章十九节到二十节。
Genesis chapter 50 verses 19-20.
当他们的爸爸雅各死了以后。
After their father Jacob died.
他们全部回到迦南地把雅各埋葬了。
They did not go back to Canaan to bury their father.
回来的时候，这些兄弟们又紧张，爸爸不在了。约瑟这个时候可能会来报仇。
After they went back to the land of Canaan to bury their father, they came back. They were afraid that Joseph might take revenge.
他们就跑来跟约瑟说：“啊，爸爸死以前交代我们说，叫约瑟不可以报仇。”
So they remind Joseph that before their father died, their father says Joseph should not take revenge.
撒谎也撒得太笨了嘛。那如果是雅各心里的事，早就自己告诉约瑟了。为什么说请你们将来我死了要告诉约瑟，不可以害你们？
So it's very foolish that they lied this lie because it's very obvious if this was from Jacob would have told Joseph.
哦，你知道约瑟的心，他听见哥哥们到今天还是不能够摸着他的心，还是不能信任他。约瑟哭了。
Now we can get to feel a little bit of Joseph's heart that until this day his brothers still could not trust him and could not understand him that he wept.
要我不是哭了，我是火了。
If I were Joseph, I would not cry, but I would be very angry and upset.
到现在还这样子看我。
Until now, you still treat me like you still consider me like.
小人之心度君子之腹。
You still misunderstand me. As...
烦。
You still misunderstand me, thinking that my heart is very small.
鼓励哈，约瑟哭啊。
But Joseph cried.
然后告诉他们。
And then Joseph told them.
当初你们的意思是要害我。
Yes, you meant evil against me.
但是神的意思却是好的。
But God meant it for good.
看到 evil.邪恶的对待我，但是神的意思却是 good。
You meant evil against me, but God.
所以他说：“你们不要害怕，我岂能代替神
？”But don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?
弟兄姊妹啊，你就知道为什么我们说约瑟像主啊。
That's why we say Joseph is so much like Jesus.
他真的就是赦免他们，因为他们不知道所做的是什么。
So that he forgave them because they did not know what they were doing.
弟兄姊妹，他的受苦让他丰富，他的顺服让他掌权。
So his afflictions make him abundant, and his obedience make him be able to rule for God.
所以他的丰富后来成为万民的祝福。
So his abundance eventually become a blessing for all people.
而圣经上告诉我们，当天下都是饥荒的时候
，The Bible tells us when the famine was throughout the land.
那饥荒大到一个地步，从前的丰年都不以为是丰富了，全部都花光了。
The famine was so great that all the abundance and the harvest before.Would be nothing.
七年可怕的可怕的饥荒哈。
Seven dreadful years of famine.
啊，所以你看这个时候，创世纪四十一章四十九节，他说约瑟积蓄的五谷甚多，如同海边的沙，无法计算，因为谷不可生数。到了五十六节，当时饥荒遍满天下，约瑟开了各处的仓，地粮跳粮给埃及人。在埃及的饥荒甚大，各地的人都往埃及去， 到约瑟那里去抵粮，因为天下的饥荒甚大。所以在这里讲到不光天下的饥荒甚大，人到埃及来。
Not only that, the famine was so great all over the earth that they came to Egypt.
他说埃及的饥荒也甚大。
Even the famine in Egypt was great.
所以你要知道，人之所以天下的人跑到埃及来，不是因为埃及没有饥荒。
So the people from all over the earth came to Egypt not because Egypt did not have famine.
而是在于埃及有积蓄。
But yet in Egypt there was a grain stored.
而是更正确的说，因为在埃及有约瑟。
In other words, there was Joseph in Egypt.
神得到了一个对的人。
Because God had received a right vessel.
神得到了一个合他心意的器皿。
He has obtained a vessel after his heart.
他不仅仅有远见，看见饥荒要来。
Not only that, he had a insight, a farsight to see that famine was coming.
他有智慧，开始积蓄所有的这个粮食。
That he was wise, that he started to store up grains.
而且他有恩典，当人缺乏的时候都可以来，他打开仓供应所有的人。
And yet he also had grace, that he was able to provide anyone that comes to him with need.
所以他的丰富成为天下万民的祝福。
So his abundance became a blessing for all people in the earth.
不然那个饥荒不晓得要死掉多少的人。
Otherwise we don't know how many people would die of this famine.
而且是七年。
It lasted for entire 7 years.
那个饥荒大到一个地步，人没有东西可以吃了。
The famine was so severe that there was no food.
所以天下的人都到埃及来约瑟的面前。
So everyone came to Egypt to Joseph.
好，弟兄姊妹，我前大概三年前讲神家实际的时候，讲到伯利恒，讲到粮食之家。
About 3 years ago, when I talk about the reality of a household of God, I talk about the bread.
我那时候已经在各地告诉弟兄姊妹，我说属灵的饥荒马上就要来，而且很多地方已经开始了。
I talk about the house of God is the house of bread that's Bethlehem, and I told everyone that the famine in the spiritual food will soon come.
今年已经不知道有多少的人到教会里面，回到家的时候里面仍然得不到饱足。
So many people now go to the house of God and still cannot be satisfied.
因为神家没有真粮，很多的时候可能只有道理。
Because the house of God lack true spiritual food. A lot of times there was only doctrine.
我们要为神家祷告，要为传信息的人祷告。
We have to pray for the house of God and pray for the preachers.
要为自己祷告。
And pray for ourselves.
你看看多少时候我们自己打开圣经，已经不知道能不能吃到东西了。
Oftentimes when we open up the Bible, we are not even sure if we can eat.
仇敌用很多的方法破坏了我们属灵的粮食，夺去了我们属灵的胃口。
The enemy used so many methods to take away our spiritual food and destroy our spiritual appetite.
他的丰富成为万民的祝福。
But yet his abundance become blessing for all people.
约瑟遵照法老的命，把埃及国最好的地，就是南塞地，给他的父亲和弟兄居住，作为产业。就是约瑟不光成为全地的祝福，他特别成为神家神儿女。他的骨肉，他的兄弟姐妹们的祝福。
Genesis chapter 47 verse 11, it says that Joseph situated his father and his brothers. So not only that he had become a blessing for all people, he had become a special blessing for his household, his brothers and his father.
他特别挑歌山地。
And he picked a place at Ramses.
弟兄姊妹，这是约瑟的了不起哈。
So this is the greatness of Joseph.
他是一时两了。
Because This is so wise that he achieved two purposes.
一方面，歌山地是全埃及最好的地方。
Because the land of Ramses,
最好的给神儿女们。
Because the land of Ramses is the best land in the land of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，当我们掌权，当我们得胜的时候，世界是为我们效力，而不能够来伤害我们的。
So whenever we rule and we reign in this world, the world will serve us. It will not harm us.
当我们失败软弱的时候。埃及的督工都可以来辖制我们，不要说法老了。
But whenever we are weak or we fail, even the slave masters can come to rule over us.
所以你去读出埃及记第一章，太可怜的一个局面。
So when you read Exodus chapter 1, we see this miserable situation.
可是创世纪47章，连法老都要把最好的地拿给他们。
But yet in Genesis chapter 47, even Pharaoh would agree to give the best land to God's children.
所以挑歌山地第一件事情，把世界最好的归给神儿女们享受。
So the reason that he chose the land of Ramesses is that he was able to give the best land to God's children.
第二件事 事情。歌山地是一块特别肥美好的地方，是蛮世外桃源一块的地方。
And then also the land of Ramses is just like a very, very beautiful place.
所以约瑟为了保存神儿女们的纯净，不被埃及同化。把一个分别的一个地方，一个隔离的地方要来了，让神的百姓在那里繁衍众多。
In order to keep the purity and integrity of God's people, Joseph purposely picked the beautiful land of Ramses so that they could live and then prosper and then multiply in this isolated place.
第四个讲到他的爱心成全了父兄全家。
Fourthly, his love perfected his father and his brothers.
我们没有时间去读哈，四十二章到四十五章，你自己回家好好去读它。
Please read chapters 42 to 45 when you get home.
你会发现约瑟在这里在弟兄们中间欲擒故纵，来来回回，你会不知道他在干什么。
And that you might not understand why Joseph went through a couple rounds with his brothers that way.
第一件事情。
First thing,
他要成全他的弟兄们。
He was going to perfect and edify his brothers.
他要看见弟兄们真正在主人面前为了自己的错，知错能改，而且悔改向上。
He wanted to see his brothers who truly recognize their wrongdoings and repent and turn back to God.
所以爱不光显在忍耐、包容跟宽恕上。
So our love is not only to not only to be shown in forbearing and then patience.
积极的爱显在成全跟建造上。
The more positive love shows on edifying and perfecting.
所以当约瑟听见弟兄们在那里懊悔当初卖了他这件事情的时候，约瑟就出去哭了。他知道弟兄们悔改了。
When Joseph heard his brothers truly repentant and felt bad about their betrayal of Joseph, he went out and wept.
他的爱不仅仅宽恕了他们。
His love enabled him to forgive them.
他的爱要看见这些弟兄们真正知道错悔改了。
And because of his love, he also wanted to see that his brother was truly repent.
第二个，他的爱是为了帮助他的爸爸。
And his love will also help his father.
其实我们很快的看一下这两节，一个是四十二章三十八节，请你们打出来哈。四十二章三十八节。
Let's look at chapter 42, verse 38.
在这里讲到这个约瑟，那个时候不是雅各硬是不肯让便雅悯被带到埃及去。
Because at that time, Jacob just would not let Benjamin be taken to Egypt.
虽然约瑟用了方法逼着这个雅各要把便雅悯交出来。
And Joseph used this plan to force Jacob to let go of Benjamin.
因为约瑟跟便雅悯都是谁生的？
Because both Joseph and Benjamin were born of
Rachel. 拉结生的是他最爱的妻子所生的这两个孩子啊。
Because both Joseph and Benjamin were from Rachel, his beloved wife.
所以他在他眼中，在他心中，约瑟已经死了。
In his eyes, Joseph already died.
对不对？然后他的妻子也早死了。
And his wife, Rachel, already died long ago.
只剩下便雅悯。
And Benjamin was the only one.
是他最爱的，最后抓的最紧的。
And his most beloved that he grabbed, hold on to it the most.
就雅各说，我的儿子不可跟你们一起下去。请问其他人是不是儿子？
That's why Jacob says, my son can never go down with you. But what about the others? Aren't they his son also?
是不是？
Aren't they his sons also?
所以在家里面当三个孩子当中间的人常常都有这种不舒服哈。
So usually, if you have three children, the middle child oftentimes feel uncomfortable.
在那里抱怨，他说：“老大是爸爸的心肝，我的妹妹是他的宝贝，我是他的盲肠。
”So the middle child will often complain that my older brother is my daddy's beloved heart, and then my younger sister is my mom's, but then I'm just his appendix.
他说：“我的儿子不可以跟你们一起下去。
”So that's why he says my son can never go down with you.
然后不是不小心讲错了。他说他哥哥死了，只剩下他。
It was not a mistake by accident. He even further explained that his older brother died. Now I only have him.
那其他的都不是儿子吗？
What about the other son? The rest of the sons aren't they his sons also?
我常常开玩笑，我们家有于师母有三个孩子，我是养子。
I often joke that my wife has three sons and I'm his adopted.
因为一个是心肝，一个是宝贝嘛。
Because one is her heart and one is her liver.
所以他说，如果他在他如果在你们所行的路上遭害，那便是你使我白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨下阴间。
So if he was being harmed on the way down, then you make me go down the Hades.
你发现这个时候的雅各还没有办法说主啊，有你够了。
Because at this moment, Jacob was still not able to say, "Lord, it is sufficient and enough just to have you."
你知道雅各的晚年太丰富了，雅各的生命是一直我很羡慕的生命。
You know, Jacob's old age is something that I really envy and admire.
但是他最大的一关最后的突破就是借着约瑟帮助他的。
But yet he made through the biggest breakthrough, the last hurdle.
只有完全的倒空才有完全的充满。
Unless we're completely emptied, we can never be completely filled.
只有完全的奉献才有完全的安息。
Only complete surrender will bring about complete rest.
我们里面常常不安息，是因为我们手上有东西抓着，我们交不出来。
Oftentimes we lose the rest because we still hold on something in our hands.
所以当雅各最后一放的时候，雅各的生命整个不一样，他真是以色列了。
So finally, when Jacob was able to let go, his life went through a complete transformation. He became Israel.
所以我们看43章14节。
So chapter 43, verse 14.
约瑟的爱，约瑟知道他父亲，老父亲心中的那个舍不得。
Joseph knows about his father's love and how unwilling he was going to let go.
帮助了他的父亲过了这一关。
But he helped his father to go through this breakthrough.
所以雅各最后说，但愿全能的神使你们在那人面前蒙恩，蒙怜悯，释放你们的那弟兄和便雅悯回来，我若丧了儿子，就丧了吧。
So finally, he was able to say that may the Almighty God help you to find favor in front of that person. If I lose my son, if I'm bereaved, I'm bereaved.
弟兄姊妹，这个放其实是很痛苦的哈。
That let go is very, very painful.
把你最心爱的、最后的依靠、最后的盼望、最后的安慰、最后的喜乐，你得放下来。
That you have to let go your last beloved one, your only hope, your last joy and everything.
只剩下神自己。
That now you only have God alone.
God and God alone.
God and God alone.
雅各丰富了。
Now Jacob become fruitful.
儿子倒过来帮助了父亲。
And so the son helped his father.
他帮助了哥哥们从错误、从罪恶里面出来。
So he helped his brothers to come out of the wrongdoings and sin.
他帮助了父亲，从除了神以外还舍不得放的里面也出来了。
And he also helped his father to come out of this grabbing something that is other than God.
最后，他的信心成为选民的保护。
Finally, his faith became protection for the elect.
他一方面要了割山地，不让神儿女们跟埃及人同化。
He requested the land of Ramesses so that God's children would not be assimilated with the rest of the Egyptians.
而且他走之前，他严严的，他叮咛神的百姓，叫他们严严的起誓，将来要把他的骸骨带回到迦南地区。
And also before he died, he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath that they will bring his bones back to Canaan.
就是告诉他们这个世界不是我们的家。
In other words, he was telling them this world is not our home.
埃及尼罗河不是你们的家。
Egypt and the river Nile is not your home.
我们的家是应许之地，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神所在的地方。
Our home is the promised land where the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob lives.
这个不是我的解释，你看希伯来书就是这样子说他的。
This is not my own interpretation because the book of Hebrews explained this
way. 希伯来书十一章二十二节，约瑟因着信，临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，他就为自己的骸骨留下一命。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 22 says, by faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instruction concerning his bones.
他不仅仅有洞察力。
Not only that, he had insight.
他知道埃及会捆绑神的儿女们。
He knew that Egypt would bind God's children.
他有远见，他深知拙见。
So he had this insight, he was wise.
所以他为了这样子的洞察，他有行动，他有回应的。
Because of this insight, he had some reaction, he had a plan.
他说你们一定要给我送回去。
He says that you have to bring my bones back.
他不要神的百姓在地上扎根。
Because he did not want them to take root and settle.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵领袖身上必须要有的条件。
So this is a qualification of a spiritual leader.
你必须要比神的儿女们先看到别人没看到的事情。
You have to see before other children of God can see.
你必须先要有所准备，有所行动，来防止那些事情发生。
You have to prepare and plan ahead before for prevention.
尼希米也是这样。
The same with Nehemiah.
他回来就来查看城墙毁坏的情形，他都第一手的了解神家的破口、仇敌的工作到底是什么。
After he went back to the city of Jerusalem, he had examined and understand the work of the enemy and then the situation.
弟兄姊妹啊，所以埃及这停留在埃及的那一口棺材，不仅仅是一个得胜的见证。
So the that coffin in Egypt is not only a testimony of victory.
是神改变大能所做出来的结果给我们看。
It's also a result of God's great power of transformation.
整个万有在神的眼中其实都算不了什么，他结束在这口棺材上。
Because all the entire universe is nothing to God, yet he concluded Genesis with this coffin.
它不仅仅显出神大能的果效。
Not only that,
工作改变的大能的果效。
It shows the result of God's great transformation power.
这口棺材也是一个信心的宣告。
This coffin is also a proclamation of faith.
这个世界不是我们家。
This world is not our home.
好，所以在希伯伦，当主再来的时候，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各要从那里复活。
So when the Lord returns back at the place of Hebron, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will come back to life and resurrect.
所以约瑟说要把我送回去。
So Joseph says, please bring my bones back.
那都是信心的宣告。
These are all proclamations of faith.
弟兄姊妹在约瑟的身上。
So on Joseph,
我们看见了他丰富的生命。
We see his abundant life.
那么多人有需要从他身上得到祝福。
Many people's needs are being met and receive blessing.
那么多人饥渴没有力量了，软弱了，到他面前得粮食。
People who are hungry and weak can come before him and get food and be fed.
在约瑟的身上，我们看见了掌权的生命。
And on Joseph, we see a life that rules.
他在每一个环境里面靠主得胜，而且得胜有余。
That he was able to overcome and become more than conquerors in all of his circumstances.
因为他让神掌权在他的身上。
Because he let God rule in his life.
第三个，我们在约瑟的身上看见他爱的生命。
And we also get to see a life of love on Joseph.
这个爱不仅仅让他能够宽恕弟兄们这样子不道德的行为。
This love enabled him to forgive his brother's wrongdoing and immorality.
这样子残忍伤他心的行为。
That such cruel acts.
而且他能够帮助他的弟兄从错误里面出来归向神。
He was able to help his brothers out of wrongdoings and turn back to God.
帮助他的父亲能够恩上加恩，能够得到更大的祝福。
And also help his father to receive grace upon grace.
而第四个，他信心的生命。
And also his life of faith.
他保全了以色列的单纯。
He preserved the purity of the nation of Israel.
他让神儿女们后来出埃及成为可能。
So that he made it possible for the children of God to leave Egypt in the future.
我在说，我们这一生里面逃不掉难处的。
Let me say it again. In our lifetime, it is impossible to escape suffering.
最可惜、最可怜的就是白白受苦。
What's most pitiful is that we will suffer in vain.
所以尼弟兄说，没有人比浪费神的时间更愚昧了。
Like Brother Watchman Nee says, there's no one more foolish than wasting God's time.
希望我们不再浪费我们的机会了。
So that we will no longer waste our opportunities.
所有的机会都在时间里面。
All opportunities are in the frame of time.
时间过去了，机会都过去了。
If time is gone, our opportunities are gone too.
我们成熟、蒙福、成为祝福的机会也过去了。
Then our opportunities to receive blessing and mature are also gone.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么，你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。